Visitors waited up to 90 minutes to get inside Zion National Park on the overcapacity shuttle buses. Park officials had rejected earlier plans to provide more buses and charge higher admission prices at peak times as financially unfeasible and unfair to lower-income visitors. Zion logged 30,000 visitors on one day this past weekend. Arches and Canyonlands took in almost 12,000 cars. They're considering reservation systems for peak times to reduce the stress for park employees and tourists. Peter Seymour, KSL News Radio.